The U.S. men had to go a full five sets to defeat Venezuela in their opening Pool A match, 3-2. They won the deciding set 15-10. On Saturday, their head coach, Hugh McCutchen, left practice as soon as he heard about the stabbing attack against his wife's family at the ancient Drum Tower, a tourist attraction just north of the Forbidden City. McCutchen's father-in-law, Todd Bachman, was killed, and Bachman's wife was hospitalized with serious injuries. Their daughter was not hurt, but their Chinese guide also suffered stab wounds. Their attacker, a 47-year-old jobless, divorced man from eastern China, jumped from the tower to his death after the assault. Officials said it appeared to be a random attack. With Coach McCutchen leaving to be with family members, assistant coach Ron Larson took over on the sidelines for the Venezuela match.
I think the best way we can honor them at this juncture is the only thing that we can do, and that is to go out and compete every day and play hard every day and enjoy and love the game of volleyball.
U.S. team player Loy Ball says they miss their head coach, but know they must play on.
You know, you can't live in fear or anger about what happened. All you can do is, you know, send your prayers and sympathies to the family and try to continue what he would want us to do, and that's try to win a gold medal.
The American men are ranked third in the world behind volleyball powerhouse Brazil and Russia. Their next match is on Tuesday against Italy. Park Brewer, VOA Sports in Beijing.